Jimmy Dwyer's got a good run around 7-2, Irish Playboy.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Irish Playboy's going for a needle eye opening two, coming from nowhere. Irish Playboy from the back in a great ride through the middle has beaten Steamboat Rock.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Well, it was a good day for the early mail yesterday. We got your Irish Playboy. Now, we didn't get a chance to speak to Henry Dwyer himself because we ran out of time, but he told us that was the one. That was the one for us, Irish Playboy. And it paid about $9 too. So another good day for the spreadsheet, Whitey. It's a very, very good day for the spreadsheet, and we expect that to continue today. At Mornington, you were woken up by the rain. I wonder if the track manager, Michael Suey, was.
Yeah, we'll ask him. Michael, good morning.
Morning, how are you?
Not too bad. How much rain have you got on the course so far this morning, and how much more do you think you'll get?
So far, for 2 hours, I've had 10 mils, so still showering now, and the forecast is for sort of light showers throughout the day. So going 6-9, that's put us in just into the heavy 8 range.
Okay, heavier 8. So you think that could hold up? I mean, it does appear that a lot of the serious rain has already come and gone. Is that how you're seeing it?
Yeah, correct. And obviously the radar sort of indicating that as well. But I think the showers are going to sort of keep coming. So with that in mind, I wouldn't be surprised if we do see a downgrade at least to a 9, or obviously if they get heavier onto a 10. But just have to see how the showers play out through the day, I guess.
All right, so currently sitting at a heavy 8 in the rail position for today?
Yeah, the rail's at 5. Last meeting we were at 2 metres, so come at 3 metres, and it's got us off most of the wear. Some slight marking in the home straight, but that won't have an impact. And I think maybe with that rain effect, obviously late in the day, they may get off the rail. Let's see how that plays out.
Terrific, Michael. Thanks for your time, as always.
Thanks, guys.
Michael Suey, track manager at Mornington. So heavy 8. Today at Mornington. Let's see what Jerome Hunter thinks about that. Got a couple ready to roll today. Good morning, Jerome.
Good morning.
Great to have you with us. Now, race 4, number 6, Ponygram is your first runner today over the 1500 at Mornington. Drawn the outside gate, shades on for the first time today. What are we thinking of Ponygram's chances?
I look in that it's pretty moderate maiden, and I think just with the shades on, and just give her a bit of a kick when she jumps out. Last time she just drifted back, she was a bit hit one pace, and so she made most of the ground up the straight. So today, with the blinkers on, she should be a bit sharper, and the track conditions suit.
Okay, the track conditions suit, that's good information. Race 4, number 6, Ponygram. Race 7, number 1, Vainly. Do the conditions suit as well? Got good soft track form. The heavy won't be a problem?
I don't think so. The way he won on a heavy 7, he didn't seem to worry too much. It's always a question, but the way he won it on a heavy 7, I would say that he should handle the heavy.
All right, that's race 7, number 1. Then race 8, number 1, Tall Ladies, drawn close enough to the outside in barrier 12. First up today, and the first up record's pretty good. 1-1 from 4 goes at it. What are you thinking?
Yeah, look, it's going to be a bit sharp, 1,000 metres. So the wetter it gets, she'll be parked behind the speed, and hopefully she can run over the top. But she's a horse that she actually needs the wet. She's always, over the summertime, she won races and just started up a few times. She hasn't got the best of feet. So with a sting out of it, I think we'll see the best today.
All right, so 3 pretty handy chances today maybe for you. Jerome, which one's your best?
Oh, definitely. I'd say Vainly. On his performance here, two starts.
Definitely, Vainly. I like when you're so strong about those sort of things. We appreciate your time. Good luck to you in the stable today.
Thank you.
Jerome Hunter with us. Race 7, number 1, Vainly. Definitely, Whitey. $3.60 in the early markets at tab.com.au over the 1,200 metres there in the Class 1. We're on, I think. I think we're on today. We're on. And the thoroughbreds. And, of course, last week we debuted the Greyhound early mail. And, boy, did we rock it to start him on the back of that.
I'm looking forward to catching up with Kayla Cottrell. We've got Big Joe.
Hopefully she just begins safely and we get a clear run. And, yeah, she should be up there.
Big Joe pulls away. Beats a gallant Dr. Mammoth.
Here's the early mail for the Watchdog. To watch every Victorian Greyhound race live and free, simply download the Watchdog app or follow Watchdog Racing on Twitter or Facebook.
I was a winner. First up with Kayla Cottrell last week. Big J got us the cash early doors. King of Swing let us down later on. We'll talk to Brad Johnson about that after 7. And she worried
about that.
I think
we will talk about that.
There's still some marital issues on the back of that in your house, my understanding is.
Correct.
Well, we're 1-1 on the spreadsheet. That's the important part. And, Whitey, we're at Sandown Park today, and we've got one of the biggest names in the game helping us get another winner.
Yes, we do. We're going straight to one of the big guns. Anthony Azzopardi joins us. Anthony, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Yeah, I'm all right for the first thing in the morning.
Nah, very good.
I'm a bit
very
of
good.
Diesel engine, mate, and a bit of aero starting to get me going a bit.
Very good. Now, it's becoming a really exciting time. It always is. But in greyhound racing, when we know it's only 50 days away from the Melbourne Cup, it's getting close.
It is getting close. It's best part of the year for racing, I reckon. Spring and, yeah, we'll see what happens, I suppose. Everyone will be pretty well excited. So, see how it all pans out.
Do you reckon you're going to have one this year that's going to be a real chance of taking it out?
I've got a few coming after the $1 million race. I think they're very up to it, you know. But, you know, till I put them around Sandown, I'll have all the answers. But on Billy Wise, no doubt, you know.
So at what time, Anthony, do you know you've got one that can win a race like the Melbourne Cup? Is it about this time? Is it 3 months ago? Or is it 2 weeks before the race? When do you sort of get a feeling that, yep, I'm in with a chance this year?
Oh, look, to be with a chance, you've got to be going good at least 6 weeks before, you know. The animal's got to be firing really well and got to be in top form. But you've got to have, I believe you need early pace to win a big race, you know what I mean, any big race. So, look, they've got to be right in their own zone to be a real big chance in a race like that, you know.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, let's focus on today because you've got a few going around today and we need to make some cash. Where do we go?
All right, I've got Aston Pilsner in. He's very well boxed out there. He's my biggest chance today, but he's each way really more than I win, you know, because he's going well. He's not racing with any luck at all at the moment, but if you can get an ounce of luck early and find the front, well, it'd be hard to hold out, I reckon.
All right, so that's race 7, number 7, half, around about $6 at the tab. Now, you do train a lot of winners. Have you got one for us, even if it's not today, just over the next couple of days that we can make some money?
Oh, well, if anyone likes to take short odds, I reckon McCooley's lad tomorrow at Bendigo.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Yep.
Right.
Okay.
He's a nice little young pup coming up, and he's got a lot to go, a lot to learn yet, but he's heading the right direction, that's for sure.
Right, well, that sounds pretty good to us, Anthony. McCooley's late tomorrow, race 4 at Bendigo. Just take it and run. Take the cash and run. We might do that. And Aston Pilsner today, race 7, number 7, is $10 in the early market. $3.80 the place, Whitey, we're talking about there for Aston Pilsner. So we wish you the best of luck, Anthony. We're 1-1 on the early mail with the dogs. We hope to go 2-2. Good luck today and tomorrow.
Well, if he doesn't run a place, I'll go and hide again.
No, don't do that. We might need you again. Building up to a big Melbourne Cup carnival.
No worries, buddy.